Good morning, caller. You're live on KSVY. Is this the author of Heroines of Avalon and Other Tales?
It certainly is.
Okay,
Good to
so
be speaking with you. Yes.
Do you pronounce your name Anne, or how do we say it? A-Y-N always throws me off visually, and I don't want to get it wrong.
Yeah, you can say Anne, and then some of my inner circle call me Anne. But
Ayn?
Either one's fine.
Okay. Ayn. So, listeners, we're talking to Ayn Kate Sullivan, the author of Heroines of Avalon and Other Tales and Legends of the Grail, Stories of Celtic Goddesses. And I just wanted to mention from the photo in your press release, I feel like you look like a Celtic goddess.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's an ancient lineage there, actually.
Really?
That's what sent me to Britain to go and discover these tales.
Mm-hmm. And I hear that you researched at least the first book. I'm guessing that it's two books because you had that much research, but I read that these books took you over 10 years to do, and I'm guessing that had to do with research.
Well, yes. I went actually to Britain in, 1985. I was given an overseas research award to go get a doctorate in Anglo-Irish literature. And it's because there was this wonderful, it's still going on. There's just a renaissance going on in Ireland. And the Celtic people really wanted to reclaim their own myths. I mean, the Roman and Greek legends were great, but they wanted the myths of their own island. So I was over there walking the west coast of Ireland, going to these sacred sites. And at the time, nobody was there, really, nobody. I'd have to ask a farmer on a tractor, you know, where to go to find these cairns and stones and so forth. Now they're much more popular, but back then, not much. So I fell in love with these powerful heroines and goddesses. I hadn't, a lot of the stories I'd read, women were moon goddesses. They kind of reflected the light of the masculine. And here suddenly there's my namesake, Anya, the solar goddess, who is reflecting her own light and shining in her own way with her own brilliancy. So it was fun.
I can't speak for the whole universe, but I think that there is such a popularity with myths, whether they're Greek or Roman or Celtic. And I think it's fun to examine the similarity, but also because I have an Irish lineage, I'm drawn to the stories that you're telling.
Well, they do cross over quite often. You'll find similarities in, with Norse mythology, Hindu, all kinds of myths and legends. And if you think about it for a minute, some of these stories, like if we go to Ireland for a minute, because that's my big love, if we go to Ireland, there's the story of the Caillach, who's the old woman of the world. And her story is 10,000 years old.
That's
just amazing.
People
have been telling that story about long, and their cairns built to her. And you go, you crawl into these places on your belly and you listen to the dreams of the earth. And in listening to the dreams of the earth, you start to remember your own dreams,
Yeah. I realize
and
I
so
also...
if you've got Irish blood, right? If you have Irish blood, it's such a great thing to do because you can feel Aries right there with you. Go ahead.
I was just thinking that you mentioning that the stories are 10,000 years old, that reminded me the second part of what I was going to say was that so not only do they have a similarity, though, it's not like now where we have a cell phone and one person can say something and everybody in the world can just believe it. I mean, back then... these people were somewhat far apart and coming up with these legends on their own. So that's kind of the fun and interesting thing in the connection between the different various places having their legends and heroes.
Well, you do wonder about that.
Yeah.
But I guess, they're archetypal themes and they'll just appear slightly differently in each culture.
Yeah.
And I love, like you said, finding those little idiosyncrasies, the little differences are really fun. And if you're in a lineage like that, you'll find quite often that lineage will pick you back up. So if you have some Irish blood, then there's a story of the Labrigabala, which is it used to be the history of Ireland. Now it's considered myth, but in it says that the granddaughter of Noah, Kaysair, was not allowed to board the ark because she was in the wrong lineage. She was in the lineage of Cain, not Abel. And so, not really wanting to drown, she decided to build her own ark, which she did with 50 of her friends, and her, put a herd of horses on it, and off they set sail. Mm-hmm. And it was Eru, goddess of Ireland, who grabbed her boat and brought her ashore. So in that tradition, she's the first person to step foot on Ireland.
Oh, I love that story. I had never heard that one.
Yeah, I like that she's ferocious, you know?
Yeah.
I'll just take destiny into my own hands.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was wondering, so, because I haven't started reading them yet, but I got the books. Thank you very much. And are these stories of the myths themselves, or are they stories inspired by the myths? How did you write your stories?
So I did it in the way that, I did the story traditionally first. So I give it like the Labor Gabala. The Labor Gabala says this is what happened with Kesar. So you have the myth as it is given. But when you sit on the landscape in Ireland, there's something alive in that land. Like mm-hmm. there's stories that live in the stones and the rock and the soils. And they're all traditions where you'll go stand by the edge of the sea mm-hmm. and you'll know that these worlds of Tírnabán and Tírnanog, the land under the waves will open up for you. So mm-hmm. in your poetic imagination, you walk into these other worlds. And there are also liminal places up in the mountains where you get in touch with the sky beings, with mm-hmm. with your guides and ancestors. So what I did was I followed the old Bardic tradition of going and standing on the rocks or by the sea, standing mm-hmm. and listening to the tales. And so I just would stand there, and it was as if the goddess herself, most of them were maligned, you know, most of them were demonized, and they came back and they retold their story in a way that you can understand. Like, no, Kesar is not sort of some evil woman. Kesar is a woman who has willpower, incredible willpower, and is willing to cross to the ocean in all the darkness.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? I find that just there's no reason I should connect your books to Wicked and that series. But, you know, the retelling of the characters in The Wizard of Oz, I'm thinking, mm-hmm. you know, it's looking at it in a different way. When you hear that a character is a villain, you kind of mm-hmm. just accept it. And I like when people go back and say, yes, but this is the journey that brought them to people thinking they were a villain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, but you could definitely compare one, say, Blue Eye with Wicked, because mm-hmm. here, Blue Eye is a Welsh goddess, and she was considered an adulteress and murderer. That's mm-hmm. how she goes down in history as the owl who has to yell who in the forest forever. And I couldn't leave her there. I was a beautiful flower goddess. So I had to go back into the Welsh countryside. There's some great places like Bryn Celli Du, you know, these places you can go to and sit in these cairns and listen to what really was going on with her. And I thought, well, you know, Blue Eyeless was really a flower. Mm-hmm. She takes on a human shape. She doesn't have any of our morals. She doesn't understand she doesn't understand our society, our culture at all. And so she behaves as a flower would.
Right.
So in the retelling of her tale, she frees herself and chooses again. And that's what I really loved about each one, is that in explaining their actions, you understand why these things took place. And so, you know, myths and legends are around to help us get through life. They help us understand life lessons. And so when we wind up in those situations, we know how to walk through them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And before we run out of time, I also wanted to touch on Heroines of Avalon. Can you give us the story of Avalon?
Well, Blue Dyewith is in the Heroines of Avalon. The Heroines of Avalon starts out in Wales with Erin Rudd and Blue Dyewith, these ancient goddesses who knew how to, you know, attune to the stars and help all of life live. And then we move into Avalon. So Avalon is an other world. They say the entrance is Glastonbury, England, which is where I started writing most of the stories of this book. Mm-hmm. But it's an other world that you sail to, and it's a place in your imagination. But who knows? Maybe it's a real place too, where it's known for its golden apples, the elixir of life. It's the place where the chalice in some stories is kept. Mm-hmm. And so if you can sip from this the cup of the other world, then you're inspired to great things in this world.
I love it. I love it. All these stories are so fascinating. I can't wait to read the books. But Yay. also I wanted to point out that so we've been focusing on the females, but you also have coming out this year, where did I write it down? A book about kings and heroes, Legends of the Grail, Kings and Heroes.
Kings and Heroes. I'm still working on it. I don't know if it'll be out this year, but it's happening right now. And it's such a fabulous time to write about the archetypes of the wounded king,
mm-hmm.
and the true king and what a true leader is. Because whether you're male or female, you have these, you know, masculine and feminine archetypes.
Yeah.
And so right now I'm working with the story of King Arthur and the magic of King Arthur.
Yes.
And how when we heal, we can all sit back at the round table and the earth, you know, the earth heals. So if we think right now, we're kind of in a wasteland. We're repeating that story. The environment's crazy. And when we heal, when we find our own grail, our own wholeness, then the land starts to heal. Then we all, the men and women, dance together when we all come back into harmony and balance.
Well, when that one's out, you'll have to come and chat with us again. I love it. And I'm really, these stories are just amazing. So I'm so excited to read them. Do you want to give out, before I let you go, do you want to give out websites and how to follow you on social media, anything like that?
Sure. My website is annkatesullivan.com. And my name, Ayn, A-Y-N, and annkatesullivan.com. And you can find the books, Legends of the Grail, Stories of Celtic Goddesses. You can find Heroines of Avalon and other tales. You can find them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, most bookstores. So I hope people will read and enjoy, be inspired.
Yes, and then check out her website also, because she's written some other books too. It looked like there were some kids' books in there and some other stories.
Yes, the Sparkle series, The Story of Becoming. It's actually my bestseller. That's the story of Avalon,
golden
apple tree. So
I'll have to look that one up too. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in today, and good luck with the next book.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. Bye-bye.